Tu ne passa ti spepa su trette ansi.
Nell'Italia centrale, nel cuore dell'Umbria.
Es ist in unserem Wohlstand statt eine
Notlande. Como ves, te escribo desde Barcelona.
Ano daw ang ibig nilang sabihin?
Deldala na!
Deldala na! Ayan, isang magandang hapon mga nagagandahan at nagwagwapuhang mga nilalang ng universe.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Muling nagbabalik ang pinakagwapong ho sa buto, laman, napaubukata, at balat ng lupa. Ito po ang cheerful chinito ng Dagupan, Luis Estrada, with my partner,
Bubbly Girl ng Las Banyas, Maxine Peralta. Welcome pong muli sa napakakwel at informative na programang nag-uugnay sa kulturang Pilipino at kulturang Europeo. Ito ang
Deldala na! Okay, so welcome po muli. At kaming dalawa ni Partner Maxine ang makakasama nyo ngayong Huwebes, 21 ng Mayo, mula alas 5 ng hapon hanggang alas 6 ng gabi. O partner, kumusta naman ang buhay natin dyan?
At tignan mo nga, ang Tres Marias, pagod na.
No,
kaya na lang ako, may exams, ganyan, health week na, ganun. Pero konti na lang bakasyon na.
Oh, or mid-year. Konting push na lang.
Mm-hmm, true. Konting-konting. As in, konti naman. Ikaw naman, Senior Luis, how's life?
Oh, life pa rin. Buhay pa naman. Buhay pa naman. Humihinga pa naman ako. So, okay na yun. Okay, so, at sana masaya rin kayong lahat, mga ka-Deldalaners. Na-miss namin kayong lahat. Oh.
True, Kuya Luis. O yan, Kuya Luis, bigyan naman natin ng onting patikim ang mga ka-Deldalaners natin ngayon tungkol sa topic natin mamaya.
Okay, sige Maxine. Ang topic natin ngayon ay, wait lang. I think from this point and beyond, we should speak in English.
I think so too.
Because we have a very special guest this afternoon. So she is none other than the cultural advisor of UPCH, the most beautiful professor I've ever met.
Ooh.
The ever smart Doctora Rocio Ortonio Casanova.
Hola a todos, gracias.
Ay, ¿cómo está usted, profe? Or in English, how are you?
Mabuti. Mabuti, Maxine.
Ang cute pakinggan.
Sí. Y bueno, is it okay, profe, if you could give us a little taste of what's in store for our listeners today?
No problem, Luis. I guess the perfect answer would be, well, it will be very beneficial for you guys, especially if you are studying Spanish.
Oh. Ay, bonga. Sounds interesting. Sí. I think our madlang listeners already have an idea on what we are going to talk about later. But antes de nada, or before anything else, let's go to our most favorite segment, ang batian.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, sinong mauna? Ako na?
Ikaw na
kuya. Sige. So, binabati ko po sila, Mom, who's listening right now. I hope she's really listening right now. And of course, to our beloved organization, UP Circle Hispanico.
Woo! UPCH.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Ay, kasi sobrang dami ng babatiin ko. So, binabati ko po lahat ng mga friends, family and family. Ay, sobrang dami nga. No? Yan, Tres Maria, sila Ati Tanya, Kuya Carl, sila Kuya, and mga professors ng Del.
Yes.
Yay. And UPCH. Ayan. Now, Prof, it's your turn.
Binabati ko po sila students in Del Department, especially students of Spanish there.
Woo! Kami yun!
Los Majors. Los Majors, okay. So, at mga ka-Deldalaners, huwag po pala natin kalimutang i-add ang Deldala na on your personal Facebook accounts. I-type lamang po ang deldalan.na@gmail.com at makikita nyo na ang pinakaguway o pinakacool na account sa Facebook.
Ayan, at marami kayong matututunan mula sa Facebook account ng Deldala na. Makikita nyo po ang mga common expressions, tongue twisters, trivia, at kung ano-ano pang bagay na related sa na-discuss natin sa ating programa. So, ano pang hinihintay nyo? I-add nyo na kami!
At syempre, dapat muna nating matutunan ang iba't ibang palabras o words na makakatulong sa ating lahat na mas maintindihan ang ating topic for today. Ito na ang
Deldalera!
Yay! Deldalera!
Ulit pa? So, ka-Deldalaners, ang Deldalera ay isang segment sa ating programa na kung saan magbibigay kami ng mga salitang Espanyol na makakatulong para lalo naman nating maintindihan ang topic natin mamaya.
Okay, syempre, tuturuan din namin kayo ang tamang pronunciation para authentic din ang dating ng accent nyo. Just like our guest host for today, she has a very authentic accent.
True.
Yeah, of course, the most accent in Spanish.
Okay, so simulan na natin. Vamos a empezar.
Oh, wait. Before that, since we have a special guest for today who is a native speaker, we'll be translating those words in Filipino also.
Ay, oo nga pala.
Si. Okay. So, vamos a empezar.
Si, vamos a empezar.
Profe,
mm-hmm.
¿Cómo se dice career en español?
Se dice profesión.
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 En Filipino, Maxine?
Carrera.
Carrera. Profe, is it weird if we say carrera in español?
Well, it's just not the same. Carrera in Spanish same. Would be the degree, undergraduate degree.
Oh.
BA, let's say. Or okay. A race for running.
As in like horse.
So we have the word, but it's just not different the same meaning.
Okay,
yeah.
For our listeners, this is what we call false friends or falsos amigos en español.
Sí.
Okay. At least we've learned something today new. Okay.
Carrera.
Profe, ¿cómo se dice translator?
Traductor.
Traductor.
Ay, malayo yung sa atin.
It's very far. What's in Filipino?
It's very far. In Filipino, it's tagasalin.
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 Tagasalin. Okay. Oh, okay. Profe, ¿cómo se dice professor?
This is very similar. Profesor.
Profesor.
Mm-hmm.
It's, but it's just like putting an accent, a Spanish accent in that word, no?
Or putting an English accent on the Spanish word, whatever you prefer.
I see. Professor. 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 How about in Filipino?
Let's make it hard. Professor.
Professor.
O guro.
Ah, okay. How about manager?
That would be gerente.
Gerente.
Mm-hmm.
Gerente
it's
in...
It's very long in Tagalog.
How would you say it in Filipino?
Tagapamahala.
Tagapamamahala. Tongue twister.
Tagapamahala. Oh, really cool.
Si.
Tagapamahala.
Si.
Play the song though.
Oh, okay. I think we should all know this word. Language.
Lengua.
Lengua.
Lengua. And joke. Wika.
Wika. So, Prophet, diba we... Ay, diba? We could also say lenguaje y idioma when we talk about language or no.
You can say that in normal... Speaking, you can say that. You can say any of those. Although lenguaje has a different meaning if we are in a grammar class, for instance.
Oh, really?
Or in a linguistics class, yes.
So what does it mean if we
it
use...
It would be the other, like, ones would be like the expression of the people in one country or, you know, speaking one language.
Oh.
And the other one would be the organized or the formalist...
the formal language.
No, not the formal language. It would be, it's like a way of denominating the organized system of signs.
Oh.
It's a bit more specialized.
It's very complicated.
Yeah, but yeah, in normal language, you can say any of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so we should call this one. We should...
Recap.
Yes, do a recap of this word. So I'm going to say the English word, then Prof will say the Spanish word, and Maxine will... I will tell the Filipino translation.
Okay,
so career.
Profesión.
Carrera.
Translator.
Traductor.
Tagasalin.
Professor.
Profesor.
Profesor. O guro.
I almost said profesor. Okay, manager.
Gerente.
Tagapamahala.
Language.
Lengua.
Wika.
Okay, so I hope everyone has... learn something new, especially to those who are not taking up language classes, especially Spanish. And I hope that we've motivated you even more to take Spanish. Like, it's very easy, right, Profe?
Yeah, it's very easy.
It's like Filipino, right?
Some words are very similar to Filipino. So yeah, I think for Filipino speakers, it should be easier.
Yes.
They are very good learners.
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias, Profe. Okay, mga kadaldalaners, bago po tayo magpatuloy, we have a very special sample from our professor who would give us a little... What do you call this one? Give a sample of a line of a song, right, Prof? You're gonna sing for
really,
us.
Really? Am I?
Yes.
All right.
A line or two.
Okay, it's necessary, right?
Yes.
Okay. I must say that Spanish don't sing so well as Filipinos do.
Why?
I just want to say that before I start.
I don't sing well also. Okay, Prophet, it's your choice. What song would you sing?
Or? Okay, I'm going to dedicate this to my student of the thesis of last year. She was studying songs in Spanish, so she was studying this one specifically.
Reggaeton?
As well. No, not that one. She was not my student.
Okay, yeah.
It was Copla, actually. It's a very old song from the 20s in Spain.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Me lo dijeron mil veces, pero nunca quise poner atención. It sounds very Spanish, doesn't it?
Sí. Yeah. I have a guitar here if you want. if I would like.
I can dance.
Profe canta bien.
Sí.
No, profe
canta. Sí. Canta bien, profe. Okay. Right? Okay, guys, if you agree that profe has a very nice voice, text. Vote yes and send it to 236. Joke. Okay,
may na-receive ako.
okay, so bago pa tayo magpatuloy, time check po muna tayo. Ang oras po natin ay, wait, thank you, profe, for that wonderful song.
More. Later.
Okay. Ang oras po natin ay 15 minutong makaraan ng ikalima ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika!
Tara, dito na tayo tumawid. Malilit na tayo. Dali.
Ano ko ba? Doon tayo sa pedestrian lane.
Ang layo nun. Tsaka wala pong mga sasakyan. Tara na.
Sige na nga.
Bawal tumawid dyan!
Ang simpleng pagsunod ng batas trapiko ay katumbas ng buhay mo. Huwag magbulag-bulagan. Batas trapiko ay pahalagahan. Magbago para sa pagbabago.
Ang sakuna. Kaya nito,
yanigin,
ang kalikasan,
sirain,
ang mga kabuhay,
sunugin,
ang mga tahanan,
kunin,
ang mga inosenteng buhay. Ngunit, hindi nito kaya,
yanigin, sirain, sunugin,
at
kunin,
ang ating pagmamalasakit sa kapwa. Magboluntaryo sa pagtulong sa mga biktima ng kalamidad. Ikaw, magpapatalo ka ba sa sakuna? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tu n'es pas satisfait par ce traité ainsi.
Nell'Italia centrale, nel cuore dell'Umbria.
Es ist in unserem Wohlstand statt eine
Notlande. Como ves, te escribo desde Barcelona.
Ano daw? Ang ibig nilang sabihin...
Deldala na!
Okay, so welcome back mga Deldalaners. At para naman po sa mga bago nating tagapakinig, maraming salamat po at napili nyo kaming samahan ngayong hapon, ika-21 ng Mayo, mula alas 5 ng hapon hanggang alas 6 ng gabi sa nag-iisang Deldala na.
Deldal, ulit-ulit. Gusto ko talaga. Of course, joining with us this afternoon, we have a very special guest all the way from Spain. Ooh. Dr. Rocio Ortuño Casanova.
Okay, so this is actually this is our time to ask Profe where she or hail or where in Spain did usted come from. I think it's kind of rude if I say you in English, especially if you're talking to a professor.
I think well, there's two. I come from Alicante. Mm-hmm. Alicante is a town, it's not such a big city. Southeast from Spain.
Oh.
So it's, you know, Barcelona.
Sí, sí.
It's like
yes.
500 kilometers south from Barcelona, but also by the Mediterranean Sea.
Mm. Oh, okay. Mm. Near Italia or no?
No. Near Africa, I think.
Okay, Africa. I think I have to review my geography tonight.
I think so as well.
Okay, so before we proceed to our main segment, let us first listen to some songs that will surely make your afternoon jollier.
Sí, esto na ang nakakadelang musika.
Go, profe.
Nakakadelang.
Música.
Vale, vamos a empezar con la primera canción. Okay, this song is actually considered to be the newest national anthem, quote unquote, of the Philippines.
Totoo ba? Pero sige na. Correcto, paano ba naman kung saan tayo mapadpad, kung ano mang oras man yan, or kung sino man ang kasama natin, maririnig at maririnig natin to.
Okay, exactamente. Pero can you give a sample of this song? I bet I bet Profe also know this song. No, but Maxine will sing this song for you, Profe.
Please.
Maxine will sing this song for you, Profe. Okay. Don't worry.
I'll sing the English.
In English.
Chorus.
Thinking out loud, people fall in love and go away.
Spanish.
Isn't that romantic?
Okay,
but madlang listeners, we would like to warn you that this is not an official cover in Spanish, as we've already checked with me and Profe already checked the lyrics. And Profe, what can you say about the lyrics?
They are fine.
Está bien.
We found a grammar mistake in the lyrics.
See, they have to use the subjunctive.
Yes, and they don't. in one instance.
Oh, okay. We have to email those benefit. So it was just covered by a YouTube sensation and band called, speaking of, Kevin Carla y La Banda. Hence, this is not the official lyrics in Spanish. We also have a authenticated it
earlier.
Yes.
Some parts were Okay.
I think So now okay. So without
it's beautiful anyway, the song.
Yeah. The English one, you know?
And the Spanish one as well.
Of course. Okay. I think it's more what they call this in Filipino, we call it nakakakilig, or it's kinda more romantic when it's in Spanish.
Yes. Do you think so?
Because of us, because we could understand Spanish.
It's because you are in love with Spanish, I think.
Okay, but speaking of, without further ado,
here is
Thinking Out Loud por Kevin, Carla y La Banda.
Cuando tus piernas no den más, aquí estoy. Y aunque no te enamores de mí, tu boca seguirá recordando mi amor. Sonreirán tus ojos por mí. Te amaré sin importar los años que tendré. Hacía los 23. Luego pensé que misteriosamente el amor encontré. Nuestras manos juntas están.
cannabis.
Nabitin ako, nabitin. So, did you know, according to Right Live Moss, on the second day of November 2014, the official charts company announced that Thinking Out Loud topped the UK singles chart in its 19th week in the UK top 40, therefore breaking the record for their longest ascent to number one. Less than a month lang, di ba?
After the release of song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pero Prof, have you heard this song? Even when, for example, you're buying something in the mall, you...
Yeah. In the taxi. Yeah. But in English, of course.
Yes. I've already tried when I was walking in our barangay here in Krisnaligas. I've heard when I bought this food, okay, I'm hearing Thinking Out Loud. When I'm walking along the streets, oh my god, I'm hearing Thinking Out Loud again. So it's like I've heard three times the song in...
Even from my house, I can hear it because there is a pavilion, sports pavilion, and they play music sometimes from there. And I'm listening to that on Saturday morning, washing my dishes and listening to the song.
Thinking out. I think it's safe to say that that the Filipinos really love this song sound.
I think so.
Yeah. We could make a thesis about it. Yes,
thesis. Next year.
Puede ser, profe.
Let's think about that.
I love that, profe.
Well, vale. Let's go to our segunda canción. This next song is a reggaeton song written by Daddy Yankee, Eddie Avila, for his 2004 album Barrio Fino. Reggaeton?
I think I already know this song. But before we proceed, let us ask Profe what reggaeton is. I think she has the right to explain it then.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, Luis. Reggaeton is a genre of music which was born in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And it actually comes from reggae with some hip hop rhythm. So it's very good for dancing, very popular in all the Spanish speaking countries and, well, in other countries as well, as you see.
So is it safe to say that reggaeton is a mixture of reggae and contemporary songs? It's like, yeah.
Like, well, contemporary rhythms. Rhythms. Yes, like hip hop and maybe R&B.
Yeah. And reggaeton is very popular in Spain or all over.
It's very popular, yes. In Spain, in Latin America. But also, I was living in England. In England, was popular as well. It's like everyone likes this kind of rhythmic songs for dancing, right?
So. Well, the first time I've heard this song that Maxine's talking about, I didn't know that it is reggaeton. I've just known it when we took the EL 199 class because of Aleia.
All right.
Reggaeton. She has a thesis about reggaeton. So, yeah.
Reggaeton.
See.
I can't even. Muchas gracias, profe, for the information. Anyways, speaking of reggaeton, the song stayed true to its reggaeton's musical stylings of synthesized beats, yet had a catchy chorus. As a matter of fact, it is one of the songs attributed with opening the door for reggaeton and creating a pathway for other stars in reggaeton.
Qué interesante, Maxine. Without further ado, here is
Gasolina por Daddy Yankee.
Gasolina.
Ella le gusta.
dance. Yes. Did you know that Gasolina is the first reggaeton song to be nominated for the Latin Grammy Award for the record of the year?
Oh, that's interesting. I'm translating in my mind.
Out loud.
Yes. But Prophet, we've talked about this earlier. How do you find this song for? Because here in the Philippines, we found it very
happy. Yes. It's a happy song.
Yeah, it's a happy song. It's very good for dancing, very rhythmic.
Yes.
The thing is, reggaeton has been controversial because of the topics it approaches. So sometimes it has been said to be machista, some of the songs, because even in the video clips, you have this man singing with many half naked women around him, so it's like objectifying women, and there is some controversy around it, but people normally just dances it and doesn't pay so much attention to the lyrics.
Actually,
so it's for
here in the Philippines,
most Filipinos do that, so
and most Spanish speakers as well, they think of Gasolina, nice, fuel.
Vamos a bailar.
Vamos a bailar.
Vale. Think of metaphors there.
Okay, thank you for that information, Prof. I mean, insight, not information, by the way.
Insight.
Yes.
Okay. Time check po muna tayo. Ang oras ay 32 minuto makalipas ang 5 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika!
Facebook has more than 800 million active users worldwide. There's 500 million likes every day. 340 million tweets are sent each and every day. Instagram has an average of 575 likes and 81 comments every second. Social media made the world smaller. Now it's your turn to make the world better. Let's use the social media responsibly. Think before you click. A reminder from DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Nag-aral ka na ba? Mamaya kasi, pasasagutin na kita eh. Like!
Hi! Love ko na yata siya. Like!
Bagay silang dalawa kasi pareho silang basura. Super like!
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 Friends! Like. Hinay-hinay lang sa pag-expose ng buhay niyo sa internet. Pag-isipang mabuti ang mga post ninyo. Maging mas responsable sa paggamit ng mga social networking sites. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tu n'es pas satisfait par ce traité ainsi.
Nell'Italia centrale, nel cuore dell'Umbria.
Es ist in unserem Wohlstand statt eine
Notlage. Como ves, te escribo desde Barcelona.
Ano daw? Ang ibig nilang sabihin... Deldala na!
Welcome back, manga Cadeldalaners. Cadeldalaners.
No, profe.
Buenas tardes. Well, after listening to some canciones españolas earlier, let us now talk about the latest happenings in my home country, Spain. Ito na ang
Balitang Escandalosa.
At para sa pinakamainit na balita, narito ang Balitang Escandalosa.
At para sa una nating balita, the townsfolk of Carracilla celebrated their annual fiesta by cooking up a giant tortilla, and they had a cracking day out. So the town of 1,500 people in Spain's northwestern region of Galicia shelled out €3 each for a portion as they celebrated the 25th edition of their annual giant tortilla fiesta last Sunday. Requiring a crane to get the gigantic frying pan into place, the tortilla was made up of 1,004 kilos of potatoes, 350 liters of olive oil, and 7 kilos of salt to go along with the 6,000 eggs. Well, that's a lot. Cooked under the watchful eye of Jorge Verdial from nearby Pontevedra's Carlos Orosa, catering the school. The final product weighed in at more than 1,500 kilograms with a diameter of over 3 meters and a thickness of some 15 centimeters. Well, that's kind of big.
No, tengo hambre. Tengo hambre. Profe, ¿qué es tortilla?
¿Qué es tortilla? Tortilla in Spain, because mm-hmm. it's different from Mexico. In Spain,
okay, that's interesting.
Tortilla is a food made with potatoes and it's omelette, actually. The word means omelette. So it's potatoes and egg and a bit of milk sometimes, a bit of onion sometimes, salt, olive oil. And then you make it into, it's like a cake. It looks like a cake, yes. Yellow uh-huh. cake, but it's salty though. It's savory. And so it's very, very typical from Spain.
Oh, yeah. So basically it's an omelette. Or not really.
The word tortilla means omelette, but and it's made of eggs, but it tastes and looks different from an omelette. It's very simple because it's just potatoes and egg, you know. But it's tasty. The mixture is very tasty.
Okay, so you
tried cooking.
Really?
Pero Filipino version.
Filipino version. Have you? So, Profe, you've mentioned earlier that there's a difference between a tortilla in Spain and a tortilla in Mexico. So, what's the difference between the two?
Yes, what you call tortilla in Mexico is a flatbread, isn't it? In which you wrap your burrito.
Ah, okay. The same thing that we used to wrap for quesadillas.
Shawarma tawag
yun. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, very similar to the shawarma one as well. Oh. So you use it for making burrito.
So that's burrito. The tortilla for Mexico.
Of course, yes. Tortilla for Mexico and for tortilla for Spain is the potato one.
Amazing.
This is very enlightening.
Me too.
I learned something new today. Okay, so that's for our first news. So, Maxine?
Ayan. At para naman sa susunod nating balita, good talaga to. Heroic Spanish farmer dragged survivors out of Seville plane crash. A Seville farmer has been described as a hero for his role in the rescue of the two survivors after a military plane crash on Saturday, killing 4 of the 6 Spanish crew members. Manuel Iglesias, who spoke with Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy in the Andalusian capital on Saturday, approached the Airbus A400M military airlifted after it had plunged headlong into a field, bursting into flames in the process. Along with 2 other volunteers, local farmer Mr. Iglesias saw that there were 2 crew members that had suffered serious injuries. The 3 local men helped the 2 pilots, one of whom was described as semi-conscious after the crash, escaped from the wreckage through the plane's smash windows. One of the 3 rescuers is reported to have suffered burns. Ouch.
Very heroic. Yes, at least there are some people still who lives in this world that we actually help other people when it comes to tragedies like this.
They are willing to sacrifice their life.
Yes. Mm. Okay, so I think, so ito na nga. Okay, halina't sabay-sabay nating alamin ang iba't ibang posibleng trabaho. Kapag ikay may degree na European Languages major in Spanish, ito na ang
Deldala na!
Sa radyo kahapon.
Alam mo ba?
Ang sabi.
Siguro, di ko sure.
Ito raw ang latest ngayon.
Yun nga yung usap-usapan kahapon eh.
Oras na para tayo ay mag Deldalan!
Deldalan!
Okay, so as EL students, most of us, I think here in the university, think that our job, we're gonna land on call centers or something like that. And I think, that's so stereotypical.
Yes.
That's the stereotypes of us here in EL students. But we have Professora Rocio here who will help us or who will enlighten us on what other jobs that we could, or not even us, I think for all
students,
not just EL students, even the students who study Spanish as their major language. I think, okay, let's give this floor to, or the mic, to Professora Rocio.
Thank you, Luis. So, it's true that normally you can think of the BPO as a main exit to, like, well, main way of making a living with Spanish, but there are so many other things to do with Spanish. Actually, mm-hmm. Spanish is official language in 21 countries now. Whoa. So imagine with the huge growth that it is having now in yes. countries like the US, for instance, in yes. which this year it's estimated that the number of Spanish speakers is going to reach 50 million
oh.
in the US only.
So, US.
Yeah, in the US.
Solamente in US.
So imagine with this huge amount of speakers around the world, mm-hmm. It's not just about going abroad and being able to communicate mm-hmm. with other people or finding a job somewhere else. It's also the kind of market that it produces, mm-hmm. and the huge market yes. That there is open for speakers of Spanish. So in the Philippines, for instance, there are job offers arriving to the embassy every mm-hmm. day. And there are like, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kinds of, whoa. Mainly 7 kinds of job offers. Whoa, one very obvious one is for teaching. Okay, yes. So teaching Spanish, as yes. there are many Spanish speakers and there are many things to do with Spanish. Many people want to learn Spanish, yes. and then there is a need for professors of Spanish. Actually, in secondary schools, mm-hmm. now Instituto Cervantes is training teachers, former teachers of French and other languages, for teaching Spanish as well, because they want to introduce it more and more in, mm-hmm. in secondary education. Mm-hmm. Then also, Miriam College, PNU, Poveda, University of the Est, Far Eastern University, UP Cebu, Vélez College, they were all last month asking for teachers of Spanish.
Oh, really?
Last month. So this is actual.
Updated.
Yes, updated. Yeah. Then also there are job offers in the editorial sector. So mm-hmm. for publishing books, like for instance... advertising as well,
okay.
but mainly translation and book checking and correction. Uh-huh. And for instance, Bible Foundation publishes some books in Spanish. And,
oh, really?
Also, international relations, jobs in international relations uh-huh. for embassies from other countries. There are mm-hmm. so many in Manila, and different international institutions which are based in Manila, and they require, of course, English speakers, but mm-hmm. also speakers of Spanish for relating to any of these 21 mm-hmm. countries in which Spanish is spoken and mm-hmm. to, well, other kind of publics. For instance, I don't know, in the Asian Development Bank, uh-huh. I know that they are teaching Spanish for the workers there because it's so important.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
ADB?
ADB, yes.
Oh, nice. Yes. Okay.
Also, there is a huge demand of speakers of Spanish in tourism for guides and for personnel for opening the Philippines. You know, that they are trying to launch the Philippines as an even bigger tourist destination.
Uh-huh. Yes.
For people to come and enjoy beaches and yes. this wonderful country. So they are asking for people to be able to open this market to Spanish speakers,
which nice.
Is not so developed in Spanish speaking countries.
So
yet.
As tour guides tour or guide. As
tour guides and also people for going there and promoting the Philippines and for yeah
okay,
this
nice.
Kind of
or I want to.
Making maps and. Mm-hmm. And tourist guides. And, also international companies related to Spanish-speaking countries. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Coca-Cola Mexico is has one of the a part of the company based in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
and as it is Coca-Cola Mexico, they require speakers of Spanish yes. as well.
Nice.
And but there are so many other
mucho.
Companies from Spanish-speaking countries which are coming to the Philippines for doing different things. So, for instance, you have Mapfre, which is an insurance company, and Indra, Pascual, Zara, Maersk.
They
used to bring sometimes workers from their countries, the Spanish-speaking countries, but it's just cheaper, easier, and more effective to hire people from the Philippines. Exactly. So lately, they are preferring to do that as well.
Nice.
Of course, you have BPOs, which for a short while, because of the night timetables and so, it's a bit difficult. But, you know, experience. There are good wages there, and as experience is good for your CV. So maybe temporary when you finish your degree, that can be done. Cultural managers and people working in archives, in museums, it's not only because of the market of Spanish speakers, but because of the Filipino heritage in the National Archive, for instance. Actually. There are so many
Spanish
documents which needs to be translated and cataloged, and they are also asking for people who are able to speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. And outside the Philippines, there is a demand for teaching, for translators, for sanitary, like nurses and doctors who speak in Spanish as well, in the UK and in the US so much, for bankers, all kind of jobs, also abroad the Philippines. You can check in www.careerbuildit.com. If you enter the keyword Spanish or bilingual, you will always find a lot of job openings in the sectors I just mentioned. Also in www.empleocv.com and in itrabajo.com. In all of them, if you enter the keyword bilingual or Spanish, you will find many openings. Very useful for building a future career.
This is nice. I think this is this is a wake up call for everyone that Spanish is a very, it's not, well, some people think that Spanish is, it's kind of easy because it's kind of related to Filipino or something, but I think there are a lot of opportunities if they take Spanish like our majors as well, right? So
yeah, of course. And it is actually easier for Filipino speakers. I have been teaching in England for many years, and Filipinos get the accent easily. They get the words easily. And I have experienced that it is easy for them to get Spanish very often.
Okay. Mm. So for those students who would like to take Spanish, I bet you should take one right now. And we're like class right now. And we would like to... This is just a disclaimer. We're not actually recruiting you guys to something. We're not part of a company or something like that.
I'm not at all.
Yes. I think we're running out of time. I think we have... okay. So, Profe?
Time check po muna tayo. Angora sa ilabing limang minuto bago magala seis ng gabi.
Go, Profe.
Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng... KBP Kapizanan ng Manga Broadcaster ng Filipinas. DZUP 1602 Kasali ka.
Yeah.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang
samahan niyo kaming mahook
sa isang malaman,
matapang,
at masayang usapan.
Psycho Clock Habits!
6 to 7 ng gabi, tuwing Huwebes,
sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Ako si Pollution! Sikat ako sa syudad! Tulad ng mga kotse na bumubuo ng 30% ng aking mga alagad. Basura! Basura! Puso! 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 Ingay! Ingay!
Huwag maging alagad ng polusyon. Tangkilikin ang pampublikong transportasyon. Nakatipid ka na, bawas polusyon pa.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Overthink on.
Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung PM.
Sabi ko na yung PM.
sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Pag wala nang iska, gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo masyadong ng maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naiisip.
Nagsusundutan lang kahit dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio! 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tu n'es pas satisfait par ce traité, ainsi.
Nell'Italia centrale, nel cuore dell'Umbria.
Es ist in unserem Wohlstand statt einen
Notlanden. Come ves, te escrivo desde Barcelona.
Ano daw? Ang ibig nilang sabihin... Deldala na!
Okay, so we're just talking about earlier with Profe. If okay, I think I've already asked this to Profe. I think it's their time to know also that if we're gonna apply to these companies that usted you've mentioned earlier, are we supposed to have this certificate or certification that we know how to speak Spanish or not?
Well, DELE, the certification of Instituto Cervantes, is very useful for international companies because mm-hmm. they know it. It's widely worldwide known. But if you're going to apply for a job in the Philippines, just with your title mm-hmm. of UP saying that you have your major concentration in Spanish, that should be enough. That should be mm-hmm. accepted normally.
How about for those students who are not enrolled in UP but are taking up classes outside UP, like for example in Instituto, do they need to have a certification?
Normally, yes. They will ask you for a certification to prove that you can actually speak Spanish, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, okay. At least we all know that at least. So, go to UP. Enroll to UP. Okay, so, okay. Ready na ba ang mga dela nyo, mga kadeldalaners? Oras na para sa segment nating talagang namang nakakabaliw. Ito na ang
Delaan!
Okay, bale. So, ano yung magiging trabalengo or tongue twister natin ngayon, Maxine?
Ako pa talaga, ebulula ko. Sige na nga. Eto na, si la sierva que te sirve no te sirve como sierva, de qué sirve que te sirvas de una sierva que no sirve. Ano daw?
So, okay, so I think Prophet knows this. So, what is...
I didn't know this one, actually.
Oh, really?
The first time I hear this one.
Okay, so I think Prophet has a rough translation out there. Okay, Prophet, what does this mean? Or what does this trabalengo mean?
It means, do I translate it into English?
Yes.
If the servant that serves you doesn't serve as a servant, of what use is the service of a servant that doesn't serve?
The only word that I've heard is
Servant.
Okay, so let's try this. Maxine.
Hi. Si la sierva que te sirve no te sirve como sierva, ¿de qué sirve que te sirvas de una sierva que no sirve? Boom! Yay!
Okay. I can do this.
Go okay, Luis.
Okay. Si la sierva que te sirve no te sirve como sierva, ¿de qué sirve que te sirvas de una sierva que no sirve? Okay.
Profe. Si la sierva que te sirve no te sirve como sierva, ¿de qué sirve que te sirvas de una sierva que no sirve?
Well, ang kahirap-hirap.
Okay, next. She has this authentic accent that we're looking for.
They're very Spanish, right?
Sí.
Yeah. It's the thing of being from Spain.
I think we should challenge Profe. I think since she knows how to speak Spanish very well, I think we should give her a Tagalog.
A taste of Filipino, Profe.
Oh my God.
Tagalog trabalengo.
Yes, that's right. Here it is, Profe. Butiki, bituka, butika.
Say it three times.
Butiki bituka butika.
Yes.
Butiki bituka butika. Butiki bituka butika.
Yeah. It means lizard intestine drugstore.
It
doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything as long as we fool those people. we give those trabalenguas very hard to all of the speakers, especially I think for most Filipinos it's it's still hard for us to pronounce this Trabalengua.
For me, it's harder. The how was manager in Filipino?
Tagapamahala.
Yeah, that one.
Tagapamahala.
Tagapamahala.
Tagapamahala. That's kind of
hard. O paano mga kadaldalaners, sad to say, isang oras na naman ang nagdaan na, di natin namalayan. Ang bilis talaga ng oras sa show na to. Sobra.
Correcto. And of course, we would like to thank Doctora Rocio Ortonio Casanova for giving us a lot of information about career opportunities after graduation. So, Profe, how was your first Daldalan experience?
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Luis.
Did you have fun or something? Fun.
Yes, I did.
Would you like to try?
Sure, whenever you want. Yeah, it was very fun.
I have another question. Would you like to sing another song?
I can continue with the same one.
Oh, please.
It's okay.
I love this. I fell in love with the song.
Told me. Yeah.
I fell in love with the song.
Me lo dijeron mil veces, pero nunca quise poner atención. Cuando llegaron los llantos, ya estaba muy dentro de mi corazón. Te esperaba hasta muy tarde, ningún reproche te hacía. Lo más que te preguntaban era que si me querías.
Oh, she has a very nice voice. I think if we're in on the voice.
Very Spanish. I listen to that in Spanish.
Yes, Profe. I love it.
If we were on the voice route now, I would press my button for you.
I choose you.
I choose you, Profe. I want you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Profe, what's the title of the song again?
I don't remember really. It's a very sad song about a woman abandoned by a man.
Oh,
really sad, yeah.
No, I think they should search for the title of the song. So
you should ask Aira.
Aira Arboleda. Or who sang this song?
Many singers, but it was made popular by Conchita Piquer.
Conchita Piquer.
Let's search for Conchita Piquer.
Okay,
and listen to every song.
And Maxi will sing that song next time.
Oh, yes, great.
She will sing that song. Okay, I'm you shy. Can do that.
I'm shy.
You're
you can do that.
Okay, bien. Pero bago tayo magpaalam, huwag po sana natin kalimutang i-add ang Daldalan na sa Facebook. I-type lamang po ang daldalan.na@gmail.com. At sana po ay marami kayo natutunan mula sa episode natin ngayon with Profe. Yeah. Hindi lang about careers in Spain, ng Spanish language, kundi pati Spain na din, yung culture nila.
And yes. We would like to thank Profe for that. We have a legit
yes.
information from a real
Spanish
person. Or person, that's weird. From Spanish. Okay, so abangan po natin ang susunod na edisyon ng Daldalan na sa Huwebes, alas 5 ng hapon hanggang alas 6 ng gabi sa nag-iisang DZP 1602 o sa dzp.org. Antabayanan nyo na rin ang susunod na programa, ang Psycho Clock Habit.
Ako po muli ang bubbly girl ng Las Baños, Maxine Peralta.
Ako po ulit ang cheerful chinito ng Dagupan, Luis Estrada. And as we say in Spanish,
hasta pronto!
Tu n'es pas satisfait par ce traité, ainsi.
Nell'Italia centrale, nel cuore dell'Umbria.
Es ist in unserem Wohlstand statt einen
Notstand. Como ves, te escribo desde Barcelona.
Andau?